it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Alice 105.9, BJ, Jamie Morning Show. We were talking about money a few minutes ago with, who was it, Kanye West? Is
yes.
he broke?
Yeah, right.
And then we talked about Rihanna. She's lost millions of dollars in some fashion thing that she was doing.
Collab is what they call
it. Oh, do you see where Travis Kelce says he's bought 9% of Six Flags? Let me repeat that, okay? Travis Kelce, uh-huh. who's about to marry Taylor Swift, said he loves amusement parks, always been a big fan of Six Flags over Georgia, Six Flags over Colorado, whatever.
We don't have one.
He's bought.
There's one in St. Louis. There's one in Los Angeles. There's.
It used to be here. It used to be Elitch Gardens.
Oh, it was.
It was Six Flags.
Yeah, it was part of Six Flags. And it was called Six Flags at one time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Years ago. But I don't know what it is today. But he's bought nine. That's a pretty good chunk of change.
How many are there?
I don't know. Carson, can you look them up real quick?
That's funny.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what they're worth. But they didn't say how much money he put into it. They just said 9%.
Huh.
Six Flags. He owns There's roller coasters.
42 parks.
Holy
cow!
In the U.S.
It says the company lists 27 amusement parks, 15 water
wow.
parks, yeah, 9 resort properties in its portfolio. Wow. The number of official gates is often cited as 42, but 56 total properties.
So how long is it going to be before we see a ton of pictures of he and his soon-to-be wife at Six Flags?
Right? Know. Wow.
They're going to be promoting the crap out of that thing.
That's so funny.
Is that wild?
That is wild, right?
You could have asked me yesterday, say, hey, you know, Travis Kelce's worth X amount of dollars. What do you think he should invest in? Or what do you think he would invest in? I would never come up with the amusement park at all. Would
oh
you?
Oh, my God. You know, I because we went to St. Louis all the time. Our neighbors always went, and they always took me with their daughter. And I was so irritated about those cars being on that track. Why are we pretending that we were driving? It's you know that track underneath it that keeps it straight?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
That is a bunch of crap when you're like 8 years old.
It's a rail.
It is a rail. That's the right word.
Then you have the wheels that keep you within that rail, you know?
And I'm driving like a 1950s car, right? On this rail. And then I take my hands off of it. Oh, so scary. I hated that thing. Sorry, I'm angry.
Jamie, it's supposed to be a place
sorry,
of
sorry.
fun.
Sorry.
You're getting all worked up.
It was just a lie. I wasn't driving. Like, all I do is push the gas.
Oh, you can turn loose of the wheel.
Yeah.
You just sit back and watch that thing. Womp, womp, womp,
it was all a lie.
Back and forth, right?
It was all a lie. Sorry.
I just can't imagine going to Six Flags in St. Louis or somewhere and seeing Travis Kelce there.
That is a bizarre investment.
The crazy thing is the shares shot up 15% as soon as it was announced.
I announced it yesterday.
Yeah.
Wow.
So he's got a steakhouse, right?
Yeah.
In Kansas City, and now he's into Six Flags.
Well, he has beer and potato chips, too.
Oh, he's got a beer?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Garage he and his brother,
beer.
Right?
Yeah, they have garage beer, they have garage chips, and also he has clothing.
Football's not going to last forever.
Exactly.
You got to sink your money somewhere. Yeah. When you've got that kind of money, I guess you're just looking for opportunities, right?
I guess. Wow. That's Six Flags.
He went with roller coasters. Yeah. You go, buddy. BJ and Jamie.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.